What's going on, everybody? It's Johnny Wrestling, and I have a question for you tonight. When can a decision be oh so right and also wrong all at the same time? You know what? I think we have our answer. Our answer is putting the title, the Women's World Championship title, on Becky Lynch just a week after Rhea Ripley has had to vacate it due to injury, which is going to take her out for a couple months, she said. And also, this occurred about 3 weeks after Rhea Ripley defeated cleanly Becky Lynch at WrestleMania. She put her shoulders to the mat for the one, for the two, for the three. So let's talk about it, y'all. Because in some ways, you cannot go wrong putting a title on Becky Lynch. She's too good. She is one of the four horsewomen. She's had an amazing run in NXT. She's having an amazing run on the main roster. She's Becky Two Belts for a reason. She is the man for a reason. And yet, I do think WWE screwed up by putting the titles on her so soon. So hear me out. I know you probably are yelling at me. You're probably yelling at your Amazon Music, but let's talk about it. So we found out last week that Rhea Ripley had to vacate the title. Her last major win was against Becky Lynch. It was clean, in the middle of the ring at WrestleMania. And if you listen to my last podcast, I went through all the women on the Raw roster, and we went through and said, are they actually a contender? And as we found out last time, there's not a lot of contenders on the Raw brand. There's Liv Morgan. There's Nia Jax, maybe. Maybe you could throw in a Shayna Baszler because she's kind of that MMA style of wrestling. But in all honesty, this is probably the worst of the two shows for this to happen, because unlike SmackDown, which has Bayley, who is the current champion, there's also Bianca Belair, there's Jade Cargill, there's Io Sky, there's Asuka. There's a lot of women on the SmackDown roster that could legitimately make a claim to be the champion. So if we go back and we go through the Raw roster, there wasn't a lot of great contenders. And so my thought, as I said in the last video, you needed to build up the champion. Whoever you picked, whoever it was, let the world title be vacant for a couple weeks. We have King of the Ring, we have King and Queen of the Ring happening here at the end of June. You have SummerSlam, you have Clash at the Castle, you have all these amazing shows coming up. And yet, we crowned the world women's champion on a Raw. On really kind of a random Raw. So, what you could have done, what I think they should have done, and why this was a bad decision, is they should have waited for the draft to occur starting on Friday, here only in 3 days. You bring some of the powerhouses over from SmackDown onto Raw. You can even bring up a couple women from the NXT roster. You bring them up, you have a great tournament. No matter what happens, whoever you crown as your new champion would actually be viewed as a champion. Rhea Ripley has held the world title for over a year. She is an absolute star as a champion. The crowd was completely behind her. They still are completely behind her. And again, we have this really quick turnaround where, yes, Becky Lynch is a champion. She is a champion quality wrestler. You're not going to go wrong putting a title on Becky Lynch. But imagine if we would have waited a month to build her up, have her mow through the competition, remind us tell us why she is the man. And then you could have culminated King or Queen of the Ring in a championship match to crown the new Women's World title holder. Or a better slot, let it be vacant throughout the summer. And then at SummerSlam, give us a title match worthy of the championship that Rhea Ripley has created the world women's title to be. So those are my initial thoughts. Yes, the WWE made the correct decision, but they also made the wrong decision all at the same time. Let me know what you guys think. Do you agree with me? Do you disagree? Do you like Becky Lynch as your world champion? Do you think there's someone else? And last, and probably most important, thank you so much. If you have listened to this entire podcast, thank you so much. I appreciate you. I appreciate you. If you give me a subscribe, a follow. Again, I do this not because I am some big name, some big wig in professional wrestling. I just love wrestling and I love talking about it. So hopefully you all have a great week. I will be back here in a couple of days to talk about the draft and what's going to happen and who I think from Raw, SmackDown, and NXT should be moved around. All right, y'all, take good care. Johnny Wrestling over and out.